Welcome back to the CTV show, the holiday episode here, December 23rd. Christmas is right around the corner. Thomas Pogranek, Christian Catanacci, as always, wishing a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays to all our listeners. Cat, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Pac, and I'm actually molding into the Grinch the older I get, because last minute me did my Christmas shopping today, and I was absolutely raging with how long. I just needed to grab four things. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be in and out. And I was there for 2 hours, almost 2 hours in one store. So today I was, yeah, I felt like the Grinch. I was saying, I hate Christmas. This is a joke. What? I even said, caught myself saying, why does everyone wait until the last minute? But that's exactly what I did. So I'm pretty hypocritical for that. But you know what? I can't hate Christmas because... especially when you got football on Christmas too. Yeah. That's what makes it even better.
Right? I honestly, my take is, I think the NFL, I get why they do it. The ratings are so good. They blow out the NBA. I would prefer if they did not have Christmas games. Personally, maybe it's just because I feel like I have to watch the games and then it's always tough to on Christmas Day. But yeah, I also did some Christmas shopping last year on December 23rd. This year, I think I was there on the 21st. So I'm getting better every single year. I'm like the Dolphins. 1 year I win 8 games. Next year I win 9 games. But I'll never be an early bird. I'll never actually shop when you're supposed to and not be last minute. But like you said, we got Christmas football. We got games on Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. And then there's college football playoffs in between. I think there's a football game every single day this whole entire month. So it's crazy right now. We had some big, big matchups in week 16. The Falcons are all of a sudden back in pole position to win the division. Nobody saw the Buccaneers choking to your Cowboys. And of course, the one game that we have to talk about, your Washington Commanders. It's so fitting that a week after you come on here and you say, they're not a playoff team. There's no way they can win in Philly. There's no way they can beat the Eagles, beat the Lions, beat whoever the 2 seed is. You want to see the Seahawks in over them. And you know what, to the Seahawks' credit, they gave the Vikings a good game, but man, Jaden Daniels, 5 passing touchdowns. This guy is box office. He locks up Offensive Rookie of the Year, surely. And you just really, not a good look for you, man. That take is aged. I told you at the time, I said, I think this might be your worst take ever. And it aged poorly instantly.
Did it though? Because I don't know. If Hurts is in that game, that was trending for a nice blowout.
I guess, yeah, the Jalen Hurts aspect of it. But I just think that the fact that, like, the Eagles have one of the best pass defenses in the NFL. They have one of the best defenses in the NFL. And Jaden Daniels throws 5 touchdowns. How do you, and I feel like this is where Jalen Hurts comes in. The Commanders turned the ball over 5 times. Like, the Eagles had chance after chance after chance after chance to close that game out. The Devontae Smith drop, of course, was also brutal.
No, brutal's an understatement. Yeah, that was really bad. Really bad. Like really,
for
really
a guy
bad.
Who was like, I don't know if you remember, it's not that long ago, Devontae Smith, I don't think it was the national championship game. Maybe it was the semifinal. This guy was the best player I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It was insane. And he's still a very, very good NFL receiver. But, like, man, I didn't think he had that in him. I did not think that drop was possible.
That was bad. I mean, Kenny Pickett also might be the worst backup quarterback in the league. That's how bad he is. But, again, look, I got to get my flowers, right? I came on here. I said the Commanders aren't ready for the playoffs yet. They're not ready for the moment. And you know what? Jaden Daniels is that guy. It is what it is. I knew Jaden Daniels was him.
Oh,
I wasn't. I'm not backtracking because I still think Washington's going to get killed in the playoffs. I'm still standing on that take. First round, 10 plus points. It's over for Washington. I'm standing on that take. Jaden Daniels impressed me. He's always impressed me, though. You look back at what I said about him before the draft. I always thought he was a quarterback that was getting a lot of criticism because everyone was talking about Caleb Williams, but Jaden Daniels, what he did at LSU was special. As an LSU guy, I can't hate Jaden Daniels. But I will double down and I will say that this Washington football team is not ready for the moment. It is what it is. They're going to get to the playoffs and they'll unfortunately be the loser of the weekend, the biggest loser of the weekend, wow. I should say. And this game does not change anything for me. They needed everything to go their way. Jalen Hurts goes down. Devontae Smith drop. This Eagles team essentially just said, here is our chance at the 1 seed. we're just going to throw it down. And here, Washington, you can just take the win. We don't want to win the NFC East on the road in your division. We'll save it for the next week in the link against the Cowboys. We'll just, you know, here, you take this one. We could have blown you out. So be it. It was impressive, sure, to drive down the field there with 2 minutes left. But to me, my take is not changing at all. I'm riding out with it because I'm not just going to flop after Kenny Pickett, who reeks. That's what I had to, for real. There's no way I'm faltering over this makeshift victory that Washington fans can hang their head upon. And so be it. Enjoy the playoffs, but you'll get killed after wild card weekend.
You said it yourself. You really are turning into the Grinch here, especially with the Washington Commanders come holiday time. To double down on that, you know what? It's impressive. You're sticking with your guns. That's your feeling. I guess we'll see in a couple weeks' time because the playoffs are in round one. One thing I want to say about Philly, yeah, that's very possible. I mean, it feels like that's going to happen now unless the Lions lose to the Vikings, then I don't know what would happen.
No, I think if the Lions lose to the Vikings,
have it over the Eagles.
But the Vikings have to win this week. If the Vikings win this week,
and it's Packers. It's a big game.
It's the week 18 is for the one seed.
Yes, and the Vikings control their own destiny. So it'll be exciting. Eagles 14, like they're two drops away from being 14-1. If Devontae Smith catches that pass, they're winning that game. If Saquon catches that third down on Monday Night Football in week two, they're beating the Falcons too.
He also had a big drop too, Saquon, Sunday too, yesterday.
I think that ball was poorly thrown.
Of course. It was Kenny Pickett again, end of the day. If Jalen Hurts, I can't believe I'm sticking up for Jalen Hurts here. I am. But if Jalen Hurts in that game, it's not close. It's a blowout.
All right, let's talk other NFC playoff ramifications. The Buccaneers, again, it's weird timing because a week after we praise them, a week after we praise Baker Mayfield, they go out and they lay an egg on Sunday Night Football, against the Dallas Cowboys in a game that everyone expected them to win. Dallas was eliminated before the game even started, and they go down 10-0 very, very early. And now, because they lost twice to the Falcons, somehow Kirk Cousins' best two games as a Falcon, they are now, they don't control their own destiny. They need the Falcons to lose. So if you look at the remaining schedules, the Bucs have the Panthers and the Saints should be, and keyword should be, two wins from the Buccaneers. The Falcons' remaining schedule in Washington, that's Sunday Night Football. It's been flexed for next week. And they host the Carolina Panthers in Week 18, a sneaky Carolina Panthers team that has just played upset week after week. Kat, I'm going to ask you this question. Who will win the NFC South?
Well, look, I said this. I mean, we just hyped up Baker Mayfield last week on the podcast. Again, I thought Baker Mayfield played pretty well. I mean, the Cowboys defense was just bringing a ton of pressure. So there's not really much he could have done. I think it was just more so the Cowboys defense playing literally like the Legion of Boom. It was so funny because we posted a meme yesterday saying like, oh, the Cowboys, when they're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, and it was a picture of Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor type of thing. Because that Cowboys defense last night was absolutely like stout everywhere. They just were too much. They had them shook. We're literally right from the start of the game. They just had Tampa Bay absolutely shook. So am I going to just judge the Bucs and completely write them off that game? No, because, I mean, it's not really the most familiar opponent, but still, that's a game you expected them to win. You should have won. Like, when I said Tampa Bay was an upset waiting to happen in the playoffs, that's not the Bucs team that I was talking about. Whatever they did last night was I've never seen that from Tampa Bay this year. We're talking about a team that's beaten the Lions, the only team in the NFL that's beaten the Lions this year.
Well, and the Bills.
But NFC team, I should say, right? And they've beaten the Eagles. That's what I was trying to go on and say, is they've beat the Eagles and the Lions. The only team to beat both. And on that same note, they go and lose to the Cowboys, right? I mean, if you're asking me a flat-out question, which team is ultimately going to win? I think the Bucs are going to win out, right? I think they have both games at home. I get it. Carolina's been impressive, but Tampa Bay at home should win out. Now, this game on Sunday is massive. And I think, honestly, as much garbage as I did talk about Kirk Cousins previous week, I think now that this game is on Sunday night, it may be a little bit too much for Michael Penix. On the road, like, it, you know what I mean? It's just, this is a lot.
Yeah, it's right? a second start, and it's like, hey, man, our playoff hopes
just are on your shoulders now. It is. Crazy. It's a lot. And you gave me pushback when I said go to Penix because I think he gives your offense a higher ceiling, which I still think is true. But you gave me pushback, said, like, look, that's a lot of pressure to put on a rookie that's going to be making his first couple starts with, like, the playoffs on the line. And you're right. And you look at it, like, if the Falcons go 1-1 and the Bucs win out, like, the Bucs, this is a must-win game for the Falcons. It's a must-win.
I thought Penix looked pretty good in week 16, too, against the Giants. But, again, defense got two touchdowns. It was a home game. You were always playing ahead. You were playing against probably the weakest opponent in the entire NFL that's lost like 10 straight games in a row. So he really wasn't truly tested. Like an NFL defense tests quarterbacks. Like a hostile environment tests quarterbacks. And now in prime, like to me, this is his first real start. Because if you just ask a guy, hey, manage the game, you know, don't make any, you don't need to make any crazy throws. Just don't turn the ball over. I know he threw a pick, but that was just completely not his fault at all. Now it's like, hey, we're going up against Jaden Daniels. I know he's a rookie too, but he's got 16 games under his belt. So it's like, we're going up against a guy that just torched one of the best secondaries in the NFL. We're going up against an experienced defensive head coach in Dan Quinn. This is a playoff team. And this is essentially a playoff game for the Atlanta Falcons. And you are now trusting a guy who has thrown 25 passes in the NFL. And that's where I kind of worry a little bit. And I know Kirk Cousins looked very, very grim is the word I'll kind of use to describe his last couple games in Atlanta. But I don't know. It's a big ask on a young, inexperienced player.
And I've seen a lot of people this morning at least say like, oh, Penix has the ability to do it. He's played in the national championship game, which 100%, that's very true. I'm not going to take that away from him. But dare I go to say that like the pressure that he's dealing with now is greater than the pressure that of a national championship game. Maybe that sounds crazy on paper, but I don't know. I don't even know if that's crazy to say. I really don't. I'm interested to see. Honestly, this is the most exciting I've personally been for a matchup all year because, one, I've got this take put the Commanders riding on Michael Penix Jr. who's throwing 30 passes. Like, I need him. You know, let's go, Penix. Like, I might have to go to the Falcons change room before the game and hype him up a little bit. Say, like, look, you know, my legacy's on the line here, right? I've got Commies fans, like, down my neck. I've got DM requests, about 30 of them. And they are very, let's talk about Christmas spirit. There ain't no Christmas spirit in those DMs, I'll tell you that much. But it's a lot. It's a lot to ask for, one, yes, a rookie quarterback, but let alone a rookie quarterback that literally just made his first career start in probably the most ideal situation ever. Like, at home, 1 o'clock, the worst team in football. Like, there is
and
no...
And your defense scores 14 points.
For exactly, you. Right? It, like, literally... It was the easiest scenario, and now he's going into the most difficult scenario. A hot team, on the road, cold December game. Like, must win. A lot of reasons to pick against Atlanta in this game and say Tampa Bay still has a grasp or still has a stronghold on this division. But I don't want to write them off. I really don't. Because I still think they have that the ability. Like, we've seen what Penix can do. He took that Washington team to, like, great, great heights. Like, who the heck would have thought Washington would be playing in a national championship? I personally didn't. And the big reason for that was Michael Penix Jr. So I think you can't discredit them, but it is a massive, massive ask to depend on a rookie quarterback in this one.
And, hey, if you go out, you lose, you can always count on Bryce Young to play spoiler in Week 18 because... He's looking like a damn good NFL quarterback right now, and I picked him before the season started as my quarterback to break out this year.
And we went through, remember?
And we were like, it didn't work out. And then since then, he's been actually good. Yeah,
that's actually true, because we did our midseason,
we did a reaction to our predictions.
Yeah.
And we saw, I think you picked Levis, and I picked Bryce Young. And at the time, we were just like, oh, man, one's been benched, and the other's like a meme every week. Now he's benched, too. Craziness. All right. In the theme of all this playoff percentages is something that always gets thrown around. You see it on the broadcast when you watch the game. I think the number floating around this week is like Cincinnati's got a 10% chance to make 7%. The playoffs. 7% based on the scenario. I think the Dolphins were 6% entering last week. Now they're at 9. So the sports models, the computer runs all these simulations and it comes up with this number. No one really knows what it means, but we all take it as the gospel. And I feel like we need to give our own playoff percentages because I don't know.
How do they even compute? Like, how is that even computed?
I guess you just run all these Sims and like this.
But what is the Sims? Like, are they running Madden? Like,
I have no idea. I honestly, everyone pretends like they know what it means.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. So that's why I just feel like we got to give some gut feeling to this and just give our own number. Because everyone's looking at, especially the Bengals, they're the talk of the town right now. Can they get in? Everyone wants them to get in because them facing the Bills in the wild card weekend, 7-2, like that's a matchup that would draw a lot of eyeballs. Allen versus Burrow. Everyone knows the story about the Bengals. Their defense has just been letting them down all year long. Personally, I don't think they're a top seven team in the AFC, but they get to prove that this week. They're going, I think it's in Denver.
It's in Cincinnati.
It's in Cincinnati this week. That'll be a very, very fun game, and their season's on the line. If they win, they're still alive. But that's the scenario that everyone's looking at, and like you said, what is it, 7%?
They have a 7% chance, yeah.
All right, so we're going to go through every single team that is essentially not a lock for the playoffs. So in the AFC, we got the Colts, Bengals, Dolphins, Broncos, even though the Broncos are, you know, their percentage is probably upwards of 90. And then the Seahawks, Rams, Falcons, and Commanders in the NFC. And we are going to give our own playoff percentage. We're going to compare it to what the computer, I'm going to call it the computer, is saying. And all these numbers are from NFL.com. So let's start in the AFC. We'll start with the Indianapolis Colts. What do we got from the computer?
So the computer, whatever that means, says they have a 14% playoff probability currently. 14%. I mean, to me, everyone's looking at Cincinnati as this team that could squeak in or Miami, but like Indianapolis has the Giants and the Jaguars in their last 2 weeks. Like both teams have no interest in winning any sort of football games right now. So if Denver slips up, does Cincinnati have the tiebreaker over the Colts? No. Okay, so
since he needs to win out, they need the Colts to lose one and they need the Dolphins to lose one. That's okay, the scenario.
So in my opinion, this percentage should be at least like maybe triple Cincinnati's. Like if Cincinnati, if we're going to give a 7 or a 10%, I think the Colts should be at like 30, 35, right? Or even 40. Because
That's high. That's like you're flipping a coin. Well, that means like there's a 50% or 60% that means that there's only a 60% chance that Denver gets in.
But okay, Denver loses. Yes, okay. If you look at it like that, then I'd give it 30. I think Denver's winning this weekend anyways, personally. Yeah. I think.
Kind of think of that
too. Right? I just feel
we'll get into it.
We'll get into it, but sure. I say this Colts, if I had to give a number, I'm giving 30%.
30%. Okay. Yeah. So I think I'm giving 0 for the Colts.
Yeah?
I think they're going to lose to the Giants or the Jaguars. It's the history of this franchise. Remember Carson Wentz a couple years ago? I think it was week 17 at that time. I don't even think we had 18.
Yes, I do remember that.
All they had to do was beat the Jags. Yep. All they had to do was beat the Jags and get in the playoffs and they lost. And it was like Jonathan Taylor's best season ever. He was the fantasy darling. If you had him, you pretty much won your league. And they lost. And I watched this team. And I don't, like, they were winning 38-7 against the Titans. That game ended 38-30. I just don't think they are, one, well-rounded enough, and two, the quarterback play is so inconsistent that I just can't see it. I kind of think that they're going to lose one. I don't think the Dolphins are going to lose. So that kind of kills the Bengals. And then it's just on whether the Bengals win against the Broncos this week. That's kind of all I don't look at the Colts. I think they're like the 10th.
I don't think the Colts are either. I don't think the Colts are good either.
I get the schedule that's in front of them, but I just feel like they're going to prove to us at some point that they're not worthy of making the playoffs. And I feel like that's going to come when you mentioned it to me. I don't know if it was on the show or if it was just off camera a couple of weeks ago. You're like, the Giants haven't won in so long.
Yeah, they have to win.
They're going
to
win one more before the season ends. That just happens sometimes.
I know. I've been saying that. They have to win.
I could see them winning this week. As weird as that sounds, I could see them winning.
Is it on the? Is it? No, it's in New York too. Yeah. Like, you know what, Pac? zero the Colts too. They're a loser. I'm on board with that. I'm on board.
Convinced you.
Okay. I'm on board with
next
it.
Team, Miami Dolphins. What's your percentage?
The Dolphins, who are the last remaining two games?
So they play in Cleveland and in New York Jets.
Okay, so
3-11 and 4-10 are the two teams they got left.
It's in Cleveland?
Both are road games. Both are road games. Was supposed to be Sunday Night Football in Cleveland, and they flexed it for Penix.
Imagine they kept that. I don't think anybody would watch it.
If Jameis was still in, like, that was a sell. Once they benched him, they flexed it out.
You know what? Okay, the Dolphins win against the Bengals.
I think the Dolphins win out.
Yeah, they might. They may win out. You know what? The Jets have looked pretty solid more as of recent, but whatever, you're going to go and pick. Like, I don't know. I think the Dolphins win out again. Given the fact that they are so relying on the Broncos losing out, they've got to be as the computer has a 9%. I feel like that's somewhat fair.
Yeah, I would say 12%. Yeah, maybe
right. Like one in ten scenarios, they probably make it.
Maybe
inside.
This computer's pretty good. After we're like, what is this? What are they getting?
But no, maybe it is good. But what Bengals. Even is it?
Bengals at they got a 7% chance on the computer. Like if they win this week,
they're gonna make it
spiking. Yeah.
If they win this week,
well, they still need the Colts and they still need the Dolphins to lose. And what we point out with those two teams is they've just got easy schedules, which is as a Bengals fan, that's frustrating.
Yes, I don't know. I'm like, I believe in whatever the hell it means, because at the end of the day, it doesn't mean nothing. But I always say, like, if a team like Cincinnati, for example, is a perfect, it's like the perfect team to say, like, okay, they've been this incredible story all, like, every single week they have this historic offensive stat to come out of this Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, like, unbelievable type season. Like, if the defense was just average, you're talking about a team that's possibly fighting for the one seed. But because this defense is so historically bad, and again, I said it on the very first week of this podcast, I said it, this defense is historically bad, got clowned for it, but I was bang on because they're brutal. It feels like if they just were to beat Denver, that for whatever reason, either Dorian Thompson-Robinson or whatever his name is, and or Aaron Rodgers is going to beat the Dolphins, and the Colts are going to fumble one of these next two games, and the Bengals are going to squeak in, and then who knows, right? But I really do. I just have this hunch that because of how public everyone thinks, oh, Cincinnati's going to win this game, like the 3.5-point favorites against a Denver team that is one, like, very, very good and almost underrated. But this defense is, like, if there's a defense that could stop or just even feather or weather the storm even, it's this Denver defense. And this head coach and rookie sensation, Bo Nix. I want to say it's about, this may be very, very harsh, but I'm going to say like 2 to 3%.
You think it's even lower than the computer?
I think it's lower than the computer. I think there's just like too much going
against
it. You think
you really believe that they lose to the Broncos this weekend?
I do.
I don't necessarily. Okay, I'll spoil our spread picks a little bit. Like, when I saw that the Bengals are 3.5-point favorites, I just think that that's like Vegas trying to pull everyone in on this Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase just because they're such a high-flying offense. People always forget, especially with how big fantasy football is, that's just half the game. And the Broncos, at the root of it, are a really well-rounded team, and they've got such very a good, like you were talking about, their defense. They're well-coached. Like, I just feel like they tick all the boxes that the Bengals don't, and I don't know if they're necessarily going to win the game, but for them to be 3.5-point underdogs, I thought is a little harsh. I'm going to go a little higher, though, just because of the Joe Burrow magic. I'm going to agree. What did I say the Dolphins were? 12? I'm going to put them in that same shell.
Sure.
12%.
I can't disagree with that. Yeah. I just have a weird feeling that it's just going to, you know, I think they're just going to lose. Like, this is just this story that every single week, like, even when they played the Cowboys a couple weeks ago, it's like, oh, if they win this game, it goes from 2% to 3%. It's like, okay, why the hell are we still following this? Like, you know, it's only because it's Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase. But, like, this is any other team. Like, you watch the Dolphins. They're not talking about their playoff percentages. Like,
I am.
Yeah, you are. But, like, the broadcast isn't. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, right? Like, so I don't know. It just feels like this is a story that's just headed for disappointment. And disappointment because people are expecting them to just make it, because this Bengals team has been a team that's always been able to turn it around in previous years. So I think that's why people have this expectation that they're going to do it again. But I think this year is just going to fall a little bit short.
It's insane. I saw a graphic this morning comparing Jamar Chase's seasons and the other two. I can't remember what the exact numbers were for criteria, but he essentially was in a category alone with Cooper Kupp and Randy Moss when Randy Moss was on the Patriots. I think that was the 07 season. So the other two receivers that he's with in that same breath, Cooper Kupp and the Rams, they won the Super Bowl that year. And Randy Moss and the Patriots didn't lose a game until the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then you got Jamar Chase rotting, and the Bengals aren't even going to make the playoffs, probably.
Nuts.
12% chance.
Literally
that they do,
nuts.
According to us. So, all right, we'll move on to the NFC now. We will start with the Seahawks, the team that you claim should be in the playoffs.
You know what, man? I've struggled so much with the Seahawks team because... one week they look so good, and then some other weeks they're just like, what the hell is this team? Like, despite losing to Minnesota this week, I thought they looked very good. Like, I genuinely, I know obviously it was a 27-24 game, but I was intrigued by the Seattle team. And now, on that same note, I was literally about to say that I also have a weird hunch that Chicago is going to just... they're due for a win,
I think
too.
You've picked Chicago to win. Like, I have. Chicago's due.
They're due. Like, they nine suck. Straight. They may suck.
They suck, and then you look at the stats, and Caleb Williams is like 21 of 32, 250 and two touchdowns. It's like... what's going on over here?
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't turn the ball over. And
it was weird. But it's going to come... this Seahawks game is going to come down. The Seahawks playoff hopes will come down to week 18. And unfortunately, I just...
they still play the Rams.
They
right?
do in week 18.
But if the Rams win this week, then they knot up the division, do they?
I'm not sure.
They need the Seahawks to lose potentially.
If the Seahawks win, I'll tell you right now, thanks to our friends at Playoff Predictors. It's honestly I think I've been using this website for probably 10 years. Because every single time the Cowboys would win, I would always go back there and be like, okay, what do they need to make it? Or what do they need for the first overall pick? That's what I was doing this year a ton. But so the Rams, if the Rams win this week, and let's say they lose to Seattle, and just for the argument's sake. Yeah, see? So if they win this week, they clinch the division.
Yeah. I remember seeing that.
Right?
So it's not looking great.
No,
for,
it's not.
For the Seahawks. I'm gonna give them an 8% chance to make the playoffs.
Zero.
Yeah, they're not getting it.
Sorry, Seahawks fans. You're not getting it.
Okay, the Rams, I don't know what the computer is, but given that, I'm gonna put them up at 92, considering I said 8 for the Seahawks.
So the Rams have an 86% chance of the computer, and then the Seahawks have a 14%. So
yeah, I'm going up against the computer.
So I'm giving 100% to the Rams.
All right. Now I guess we get into the fun ones because we got the Bucks and the Falcons. I want to go 50-50 for each of these teams. I genuinely think that, like, even though I think the Commanders will probably win, I'm not doubting that the Bucks will go. You know, I mean, they got two divisional games left. Those aren't always locks. So I'm going to say it's a coin flip at this point.
Yeah. I mean, look, it really is going to come down to what happens this week with the Falcons and Washington. But I mean, it's most likely, like, the computer, we're referring to it as the computer, is so funny. Honestly, like,
that's
so
what it's
funny.
Called.
The computer has it 55% Falcons, 52% Buccaneers. That's also factoring because I guess technically that seven seed is still available just in case Washington loses out. I believe that's why those numbers don't add up. But honestly, I'd go 50-52. It's a coin flip. It really is a coin flip. I think Tampa Bay wins out. And I can honestly see Penix bringing some magic this week. Is it likely? Probably not. But, like, it's also no guarantee that, yeah, Tampa Bay beats this Bryce Young, new emerging Bryce Young team. So, yeah, 50-50 is probably fair.
And I guess the last team, I wrote down the Commanders looking back. Like, they're getting into the playoffs.
The Commanders, it's 94%.
Yeah,
that's what they
you
say.
You could put it at 99.9, and I'd be happy with that. So, there it is. Our own playoff percentages. And honestly, we came out, we're like, what is this computer stuff? It's pretty accurate, but also I think it was just a fun exercise
to go through all these
different matchups and try to map out what exactly is going to happen through these last 2 weeks. But all it takes is Bryce Young beating the Bucks or Mac Jones beating the Colts for all of this to completely go sideways and everything changes. So we are in for a fun last couple weeks. And yes, what if we are the computers? We might just be.
We may be.
Because, like, we're not actually that bad at predicting these things.
The best is, though, like, when you're watching, like, these Sunday Night Football, for example, yesterday. So they put these like playoff probabilities on the thing. It's like, oh, like 90% or 87%. Like they're just like talking about it. Like it's like, oh, like 87% like locked in. So like they're most likely going to make it. Like I get it. Yeah, technically, but I just want to know where they get that number from. Like what's the simulation here? Like are we running that in? Like I don't know. Right? So the transparency would be nice there, especially like the game probabilities. You ever seen those? It's like 99%, but then they end up losing.
It's or like, it's okay. Like they go for the fourth down, and it's like if you go for fourth down, you now have a 96% chance of winning. But if you don't go for it, it's like 86. It's like, oh no, the analytics. I don't know. I just want to watch football.
Yeah,
same end of the day. All right, we'll get into our picks of the week. And I mean, you're chasing me. I got a 3-game lead on you right now. You're back at 500. You were 1-1 last week. I was 1-1 last week. So nothing really changes. But our points bet picks of the week brought to you by our good friends over at Points Bet Sportsbook, the official betting sponsor of the CTB show. And when you're signing up, make sure you use code BLITZ. And yeah, it's been a very, very fun season making these picks. If you want to tailor picks on the Points Bet app, you can. Your Cover 5 is on there every Sunday. Our Monday Night Football parlays are on there every Monday night. Big week ahead. If you want to catch me, now's the time. We got 2 weeks left. You're 3 games behind. You need me to have a couple rough ones. You essentially got to run the table at this point. So I think you have the first pick because you gave it to me last week. You're on the clock, sir.
As Aaron Rodgers said, we're going to run the table. We are going to run the table. I know that. I was in the locker room. I was at walkthrough this week. This morning, actually. I was at walkthrough. I forgot already. There's too much going on in my head with my Christmas shopping. But I'm going to take... And it's cheating because you leaked that you're interested in this line and I have 3 written down here and I heard it. So now that I have a first overall pick, I'm like, I have to take this because if I don't take it, Pac's going to take
maybe
it.
Maybe I just planted that.
Maybe you did.
You would do that.
Maybe you did.
And maybe I love the Bengals.
But you know what? I need to take Denver plus 3.5 here. I at least have that field goal. It honestly feels like it's a playoff game. It really does. And with these playoff games in the NFL for... as long as I can remember, I feel like it's like 95% of the time it's a field goal game. So just give me the plus 3.5 so I get that sheltered little gap there. Even if Denver does lose outright, I think it's a field goal game. So I'm going to take the Broncos plus 3.5 as my first pick.
Okay. Yeah, I will say I did have that written down. Like I said earlier, not that I think that they're necessarily going to win. I just feel like this game should be a pick 'em. So when you give me 3.5 points, that's kind of intriguing. I teased this one a little bit earlier too, and I have had so much success betting this team this season, and that's the Carolina Panthers. They're playing in Tampa Bay. They're plus 8. And I just think that they've proven that they're a feisty team. They're not a pushover. And for a team like Tampa, I know they're in a must-win game, but I think Carolina can cause them some serious problems. I believe they played them very tough earlier in the season. I don't know if it went to overtime, but it was a tough. Yes, it did go to overtime. And I think, no, it wasn't. Yeah, Chuba Hubbard fumbled. Was that game?
Yeah.
So Carolina just knows how to play these teams tough. And I feel like they're at the point now where they're not necessarily tanking. Yeah, they're out of the playoffs, but they're showing that they can be competitive. And those are the building blocks they want going into next season. So I'm going to take them plus 8 in Tampa Bay.
Look, I have 2 here now, and I got my pick of the litter, because I had 3 written down here. None of them are picked as of recent. Obviously, I picked the Broncos, but I look at this line, and I get it's Monday Night Football, and for whatever reason, the national media, I went on a rant the other day, yesterday night, actually, about how the national media views this Cowboys season, and I still view it as an incredibly disappointing season, 100%. Like, it's... considering what the expectations were, it was a disaster. But they have the same amount of wins as... actually, they have more wins than the San Francisco 49ers, which, for whatever reason, I get it, the injuries, all that. The Cowboys have suffered injuries as well. Nobody's talking about, like, as if this is just, like, not literally one of the worst seasons of the NFL right now. It's like, people forget, this is a team that was in the Super Bowl last year and... they got 6 wins? Is that what they have right now?
6-9, yeah.
So why the heck are they just 3.5-point dogs against the best team, the hottest team in football right now? Ben Johnson is literally playing backyard football. Backyard football. You see that play? That's like something you see in the VTFL. I was thinking about adding into the playbook yesterday. I was like, this is an unbelievable play. But give me the Lions 3.5. I think they're going to absolutely destroy them. So if Vegas, the media wants to continue harping on this 49ers team being good, I'm sorry. You stink. And give me the Lions minus 3.5.
Man, I kind of wish I paid more attention to that one because
it was all the way at the bottom.
That's kind of a trap. I don't know why they're 3.5. So maybe that makes me feel a little bit better because I feel like a lot of people are going to look at that and be like, that's so obvious. The 49ers have just looked so bad. Their defense is getting healthier. They played Miami pretty tough, but at the end of the day, they just could not score points on us, and I don't think that's necessarily anything that is crazy difficult if you're a solid offense. And I mean, the Lions have a much better offense than Miami does, so I feel like Miami won by 7 or more. They could very well run up that score, even though I know it's in San Francisco. My final pick of the week, I don't feel incredibly great about this one, but the Vikings minus 1.5 against the Packers at home. I know that the Packers already lost in Green Bay, and a lot of times I feel like in these divisional matchups, the teams just split. It's just how it works. But I do like the price for that, for the Vikings. As everyone always says, home buys you 3 points. The fact that they're only minus 1.5. Sam Darnold is playing some of the best football of any quarterback in the NFL right now. Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson are just living in the end zone. I'm going to take the Vikings minus 1.5. And I really want to see them win because everybody wants that Week 18 game against the Lions to essentially be for the NFC North. So give me the Vikings minus 1.5. Those are our four picks of the week brought to you by our friends over at PointsBet Sportsbook. Make sure to use code BLITZ again when signing up over there. And we will wrap up the show with the segment we always wrap up the show with, and that's looking ahead to the weekend, picking our game of the week. And we talked about it a little bit earlier, but the Falcons versus the Commanders. We kind of teased it with a little bit preview just when we were talking about who's going to win the NFC South, but we will lock in a prediction now. And this is our game of the week brought to you by our friends over at TickPick. You can use code CTB20 when purchasing your tickets for sporting events, for concerts, whatever. TickPick always has the best prices, and the best part about them is there are absolutely zero hidden fees on the app. The price that you see is the price that you pay. So, Kat, who are you taking, the Falcons or the Commanders?
If I was smart and a sharp bettor, which I am, you got to take Washington. You just have to. And look, I'm going to get clowned again because now I'm picking Washington after I just flamed them last week. But if you're putting money on the game, you're going to trust the team that's at home, experienced head coach over a quarterback that unfortunately has, I mean, like what? Like you said, 29 attempted passes in his career in the NFL or whatever it is. It's not a lot. So give me Washington. I do think we're in for an incredible game, though. Like, if we're talking like ranges of outcomes here, would you be? I'll give you this. Would you be surprised if Washington killed them by 20?
No.
Would you be surprised if this is a last second field goal game?
No.
And would you be surprised if Michael Penix Jr. put up like 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, and they won by 10+ points?
I'd be very surprised.
See,
maybe. Well, you know that's why the Washington's minus 5.5, minus 4.5.
Okay, know? fair. But I do see every single possible outcome here happening, and I can envision it. Now, I also envision many other things that ultimately fell flat on their face. But give me Washington. I'm not confident in it by any way. It's just the smart pick.
I'm right with you. I'm picking the Commanders as well. I just feel like it's not necessarily that the moment is too big for Penix. It's just too big of an ask. And I think it's, quite frankly, irresponsible for an organization to put this much pressure on a young quarterback. But, hey, I guess this is how you learn as well in that same aspect. But, hey, if you want to be in the playoffs this year, I still feel like maybe it's not the best idea to just throw someone in who's never necessarily played before. But we will find out Sunday night. And there it is, our game of the week brought to you by our friends over at TickPick, the ultimate place to buy tickets to all NFL games. And once again, the best part about TickPick, absolutely zero hidden fees. And you can use code CTB20 for $20 off at checkout. There it is. That's the show for the week. We thank you all for listening. We're wishing everyone a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I do think we will be back before the new year.
Yeah,
I think so.
We should. We're both going.
Maybe.
We're both going away.
Actually, maybe so not.
No, we won't be. No, this won't be because we're both gone.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. So this is our last show of 2024.
This will be the last show of 2024, not 2023.
2024.
So when we see you guys, it'll be 2025. And we will be in the season, which they crown a Super Bowl champion. Think about that.
The year where the Dolphins go undefeated, because that's my plan. To start, they're going to win January. Actually, no, because I want them to make the playoffs. That's a lie. They'll probably lose in the playoffs this year. Take back what I just said. It's the year that the Dolphins will win the AFC East, because they'll win it next year, and they'll clinch it before.
It's the year that Mike McCarthy will return as the Cowboys head coach, and I'll reach.
The guy finds ways to win games, man. No. I don't know who you want to come in there, but
I could go and coach them to those victories.
Thank you, everyone, for listening for the entire year. We really appreciate it. And once again, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Enjoy some time off, enjoy some football, and we will see you in the new year.
See you in 2025.